Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to your favorite new podcast, Leonard's Flick Fix. I'm your host, Leonard Cox, and on this podcast, I bring you essential movie summaries packed with all the key plot points, character insights, cinematic details, and those big moments. This is where you get the full story in a quick, easy format so you can stay in the loop with all the movie talk between your friends and family.
He summarizes movies so that way you don't have to go pay for them or go to the movies, and you can just listen to them in your car with your downtime.
All right, everybody. Today we're covering quite the interesting sci-fi thriller. Got 4.5 stars on Amazon Prime with a 6.6 rating on IMDb. This is the 2017 science fiction horror Life. Life is a sci-fi thriller about an international space crew whose mission turns to one of primal fear after discovering a terrifying life form. And boy, that does not do it justice. Guys, we've got quite the cast in this one, and it is an absolute thriller. This is the director of Daniel Espinosa and cast members such as Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, Sonata, who is one of the females from Mission Impossible. We've got Jake Gyllenhaal, Rebecca Ferguson, some unbelievable crews here. This is a Sony production, and it's got advisory warnings for Flash and anything like that. So good thing that you're listening instead of watching. Let's go ahead and dive in. Okay, we open up with, well, quite a long intro of outer space. Stars, galaxies, and in the far-off distance, you've got this small little shuttle going through, just whisping around. Then all of a sudden, the shuttle just starts hitting some rocks. Bang, 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 bang. And it messes up the course, of course. And then we get a flash cut to our space station. It's a beautiful cinematography here, where the silhouette of the Earth and the sun rising over the space station is absolutely beautiful. Inside we have our main character, one of our five main characters, Rebecca. She's talking as the, let's just call her the safety instructor. She is there to make sure all firewalls are checked. She's there to make sure that quarantine stays quarantined, blah, 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 blah. She's just talking about what's happening and what they're trying to do in this mission. So she explains to Commission that their Mars drone, let's say, their Mars receiver is on their way back to the station, and they should be receiving it very soon, like in a couple of minutes. But it seems like its trajectory is all off because it ran through some kind of meteor shower, which was the very opening scene. So it sounds like they're attempting to do something that they haven't practiced. Our character, Rory, who is played by Ryan Reynolds, Rory is in a astronaut suit getting prepped for some kind of arm grab, they're calling it. So the whole crew, Jake Gyllenhaal, and his name is Sho, Rory, and our main characters are all just getting Rory ready for this weird arm grab to apparently attempt to wirelessly grab this Mars drone beacon thing. So they're all pretty high intense. The music's pretty intense right off the bat. We're already on the edge of our seats. And we get this beautiful cinematography of all of them watching through the window as Rory, Ryan Reynolds, goes out and starts, they call it, they have to walk. So walking is when you get out of the shuttle and they have to walk. So he gets himself wirelessly connected to this arm, like that's attached to this big main shuttle. And over the comms, he's saying, okay, I see it, everyone see it? And then they're all freaking out. They're like, we didn't train for this. Ah. And so you slowly start seeing it in the distance, this shuttle that's coming in really, really fast. Honestly, it's coming in super fast. And Ryan Reynolds' character is one of those guys he's a talker. Obviously, when you get Ryan Reynolds in there, he's going to be talking. So he's like, okay, there it is. I've played catch before, but this is insane. Ha, ha, ha. So he's got this huge robotic arm ready to grab this thing. It's coming in hot and bang, the whole ship moves. Everything happens. And then they're all like, Rory, are you there? Rory, are you there? They're all freaking out. It's dead silent. And then you hear Rory crack a joke because it's Ryan Reynolds, of course. And he's like, we got it. Boom. So they're all stoked because they got the Mars mission that they've been on, you know, the station for years or something. And they've got their Mars DNA in samples. So our doctor, our doctor's name is Hugh, African-American, who is paraplegic. So he has legs. He needs a wheelchair. But in outer space with zero gravity, he's an astronaut and one of the best scientists in the world. So as he's studying the Mars soil, he's looking for life, let's say. It's contained in this little box that you can kind of study with gloves and all that, because obviously you don't know what you're touching. But they notice that there is some kind of molecular cell. I mean, it's looking through a microscope and all that, you see some kind of organism. He's talking about how it's very similar to organisms on Earth. It looks very similar, but it looks like it's kind of has its muscles, its brains, its eyes are all kind of one thing, but it looks like it's unconscious or dead. So Hugh, the really smart scientist who, you know, he's trained for all sorts of stuff like this, he's like, all right, let's see if we can wake this guy up. He's trying all these things, CO2 raise oxygen lower, trying to make it more like Mars atmosphere, trying to shock it into place. And then you see just a little bit of it move. It moves. And then all of a sudden, it's moving. It's alive. And it's a huge celebration for the full crew. They just discovered the first life outside of Earth. Indisputable evidence that there is life outside of Earth. And Hugh's looking at it like it's his baby. It's like, it's this huge thing. So then we get like a cut to the title sequence, Life, boom, boom, boom. And then we cut to these kids asking the astronauts questions live. So clearly the technology is good enough where they can kind of communicate with people back on Earth pretty well. And the kids are asking, you know, is it green? Does it look like an alien from my show or whatever? And they're kind of talking about how it's, you know, what the alien is and all that. And it's kind of cool how they're communicating with Earth and how it works like that. And it's even more fun when they allow the children to name the alien. So some school won some award and some kid announces it in Times Square that the life form that they found on Mars will be named after our school, Calvin Elementary. So Calvin is now the name of this new life form. And we kind of get to know the characters a little bit more, blah, blah, blah. Rory, Ryan Reynolds' character, is the fixer. Jake Gyllenhaal's character, David, is his name. David is the doctor, but he's about to break the record for someone who's been away from Earth the longest. He's like on day like 500 and something in the space station. And it looks like there's some kind of romance going on between Rebecca Ferguson, who is the woman from Ghost Protocol in Mission Impossible. Her name is Miranda in this. And they seem like they have some kind of relationship there. And they're just checking each other out, you know, making sure that everyone's healthy, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so then we get to like day 25 of having the alien on board, and it's growing and manipulating. So it's no longer invisible to the naked eye. You can actually kind of make it out. It just looks like a loogie, in my opinion. It just looks like someone hawked a loogie in like a test glass sample or something, and he's kind of studying, but it's moving. And it's starting to interact with Hugh, our scientist, and it's like beautiful. It's very real sense, and it's definitely technology, I mean life, that they've never seen before, because it's like a mind hive where it, like, the body itself and the eyes and the muscles are all one. It's like one extremely intelligent being. And it can form kind of any shape and do anything as of right now. And again, it's like the size of a loogie if you were to spit into a box or something. And Hugh is just kind of playing with it with its finger, and it's starting to give it a handshake and all that. So it's really starting to have fun interacting with Hugh, and Hugh sees this as like its baby. Then we cut to them just having a dinner, laughing as a crew, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And Sho is his name, one of the other commission comm guys. He had a baby just now, and they filmed it remotely so he could feel like he was a part of the live situation, blah, blah, blah. And obviously this is an extremely high-tech, high-tech space stations. So they all have trackers on them, and, you know, all that jazz, blah, 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 blah. And then we just kind of cut to a series of Hugh just playing with Calvin, just checking all sorts of different things, you know, and seeing what's right and wrong, all that jazz. And then all of a sudden they're sleeping, and then there's this huge alert, like, pew, 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 freaky, freaky, freaky. And they notice that the lab is, like, there's steam coming off the lab, and it doesn't look like, you know, the CO2 or carbon or whatever it have you was properly cinched. So Rory sprinting, the guy who fixes, Ryan Reynolds' character, he sprints in there and he's super pissed off at Hugh. He's like, every time you leave, you need to have that checked. Listen, I can be replaced, but you are the only scientist on this thing. You got to be smart. You got to be smart about this, blah, blah, blah. And Miranda, the safety chick, she's like, yeah, what the hell are you doing, Hugh? You got to make sure your shit's right. And Hugh's just kind of taking it. He's like, I'm apologizing. This is my fault. This is all my fault. And Rory kind of snaps at him. He's like, this is not Calvin. You keep calling it Calvin. We don't know what the hell this thing is. We have no idea what its intentions are. It's not like your dog, whatever. You have to just be smarter about this. You're treating it like it's your baby, but it's some random Mars thing, whatever. And so they go check out Calvin to make sure that it's okay and alive. Hugh's looking at it, but it seems like it's motionless and dead. So Hugh's a little worried that he killed it. He notices that there is some kind of life, but it seems like it's some kind of hibernation, if you will, like it was when he was trying to wake it up. And it refuses to come out of hibernation. And Hugh is beating himself up pretty aggressively, like through multiple days, they can't figure out how to get it awake. So Hugh decides, I'm going to just do a little shock therapy, and I'm going to just kind of hit it with a small charge to see if I can get it to wake up. So Miranda's like, okay. Everyone's like, okay, you got to be careful here, Hugh, whatever, all right. So he's like, come on, Calvin, come on. And he gives it a little shock on the wing, and nothing happens. Mind you that this is, he's about the size of, he's grown, like, a lot. He's about the size of, let's say, half of your hand now. He's about the size of half of your hand. So Hugh's trying to shock it back to life. He's like, come on, come on, come on. And he finally shocks it. And as he shocks it, it wakes up and immediately latches onto Hugh's hand. Now, note, he's in this safety box where you have, like, gloves built into the box. So it's obviously not touching his skin. But for the life of him, Hugh is unable to pull out because this highly intelligent animal from Mars is able to, it's just super strong. Now, Hugh's describing it as like a firm handshake, so it's not like a big problem right now. But it's just kind of grabbing onto him, so there's quite a big panic. Hugh's heart rate's at 165. David's like, you gotta calm down, Hugh. This is crazy. You gotta calm down. So Hugh's trying to figure out how to have Calvin let go of him, but it's grabbing him really tight. And Rory's like, let me go in there, Miranda. Let me pull him out. And Miranda's like, hell no. This is a contained situation. You do not go in there. So Hugh's trying to distract it with the broken part of the shocker with the left hand in the box. And Calvin doesn't seem to take the bait. He's still holding on tight. And then all of a sudden, he tights a lot harder. He's tighting. His grip is like super tight. And we're watching the most, what looks like the most gruesome experience I have ever seen. Calvin just squeezes his hand so tight, it breaks every single bone in Hugh's hand. Like, I literally mean every finger snaps backwards. His wrist is completely destroyed, and it just doesn't let go. It's just tightening, 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 like a vice grip on his hand. So everyone's screaming at Miranda to try to see if they can help him, but Miranda refuses to let anyone in. She's like, this is a contained quarantine. This is my job. What are you doing? And then David's yelling at her. Rory's yelling at her. Show's yelling at her. But no one's allowed to let in. So Hugh, the doctor, he passes out. He passes out from the pain. He's like completely passed out. I would only imagine, right? And finally, Calvin lets go. And then Hugh in zero gravity, like, kind of falls out. Again, he's just floating because he's passed out. He falls out of the gloves, and you look at his hand, and it's literally like a soup bowl of skin and bones. It's just flaccid. Disgusting. So this is the first strike from Calvin that's like, oh my God. And then we have no time to rest because we watch Calvin use the glove to try to break out of his little cell from his box. So Calvin goes into the glove and reaches out to see if he can grab Hugh. The glove is really strong, and Miranda's like, that glove is too strong. He's never going to break out of that. So we watch Calvin go back into the tank that he's in, and he breaks apart the little shocking tool that Hugh put in there and breaks it to the point where he can puncture. Oh, my God, yeah. He can puncture the glove, and he pokes a little tiny hole out of the glove, and he zips out, and now he is officially free in the lab. Now, the lab is completely contained. Let's say Hugh is just floating in the middle, because he literally is just passed out floating in the middle. The only other living organism in the lab is this lab rat. And Calvin notices it, and Calvin sneaks through the vent. He can clearly fold himself almost as if he was like a mouse or a cat that can get through anything. So he gets inside this little tank where this rat is being held, and it starts interacting with the rat. It kind of sniffing around, the rat sniffing around, blah, 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 blah. And then the rat bites at it. It chomps at Calvin, and Calvin's like, what? And then it just wraps itself completely around the rat, just like it did with the hand of Hugh, and just absorbs the rat, in the most disgusting, gruesome manner you have ever seen. So when we see that happen, Rory disobeys Miranda's orders, opens the lab, which is so stupid, opens the lab and grabs Hugh and throws him back in. But of course, Rory doesn't make it, and Calvin grabs his leg, and David closes the lab in on him. So Rory just switched places with Hugh, essentially. Hugh is now safe-ish, because, again, his hand's destroyed. And now Calvin is wrapped around the leg of Rory, locked in the lab. Now, it's not squeezing his leg. So Rory's like, any help, guys? And David's like, dude, grab the oxygen heater thing that's to your left, break it, and burn the shit out of him. So Rory grabs this thing, and he just burns the hell out of his leg with Calvin on it. And Calvin immediately lets go and flies off to the corner of the lab. So Rory's free of Calvin, but again, in the lab. So everyone's like, dude, can we open the lab? Can we get Rory out of there? And Rory's like, no, I'm staying in. Do I have permission to kill this thing? And then everyone's like, permission to fucking kill this thing. So, because it's all of a sudden, it's just unleashed, right? So Rory's like, all right, I'm going to go find the incinerator. The incinerator goes to manual mode. Sho is like, I got you in manual mode. Just grab the incinerator to your right. Boom, boom, boom. So he grabs this what looks like a Ghostbuster gun, straight up like a Ghostbuster gun. It shoots flames pretty much. And for, I want to say 5 minutes, Rory, Ryan Reynolds, is just blazing the hell out of the whole lab trying to kill Calvin. Just like fireball after fireball after fireball trying to kill Calvin. But Calvin's very quick and clearly not affected by this. And as Rory's doing this, Sho is screaming in his ear, you're going to lose fuel, you're going to use fuel. You got to stop, you're going to lose the fuel. Of course, Rory's not listening. And the fuel runs out, but he can't find Calvin anymore. Calvin's gone. He's trying to find him. And then all of a sudden, when it's seems like it's totally safe, oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe it happens. It's disgusting. Calvin grabs onto his face and crawls in his mouth. It is the most disgusting scene ever. Calvin goes into his mouth slowly, all the way in it, and everyone's screaming at Miranda, can I go in? Can I go in? Can I save it? Miranda's like, absolutely not. You cannot. And for the first time, I think everyone really listens. And I also think they know that you can't really do anything in this situation. I mean, they hope that they can. But we just have a 5 minute long shot of Rory pulling the mic out of his ear because he's tired of listening to them screaming in his ear. And he is gasping for air. He's choking on his own blood. And again, they're in zero gravity. So it's you're watching the blood leak out of his eyes and his mouth. And you could just tell that Calvin is inside of him, just ripping his insides out. Then we get this crazy backshot scene where we're not on his face anymore. And you just see blood splat all over the place. It is just floating in the sky. And you hear his heart go numb. So Ryan Reynolds is dead. Rory's dead, just floating in the lab. And Calvin's still inside his body, like trying to get out of his mouth. And his body's just like moving. Like it's, you could see Calvin in his body floating in space. It's disgusting. It is absolutely nasty. And I seriously think this is like a 10 to 15 minute scene. It is disgusting. So everyone's silent, dead silent, watching Rory's lifeless, bloody body just hovering in there. He was starting to wake up, and then Miranda notices that the pilot light of the incinerator is still on, and it goes next to one of the like fire alarms, if you will, vents, and it sets off like a bunch of red lights and fire alarm systems or whatever. So the vents are like spraying out all of this, what seems to be like oxygen or mist or something that would put out fire if there was any. So Miranda's like sprinting, like telling everyone, Sho and the other commander, to go and turn off all the vents and like get it all fixed. Why, you ask? Because now Calvin is way bigger. I'm saying the size of your core. Like he could probably wrap around the size of your body and your waist. That's about the size that he's at now, because clearly he's like taking in the blood and the whatever of everyone's body. And you see Calvin go to the ceiling where the vent is starting to like open up because of the water or the CO2 that's coming out. And so Miranda's like, he's trying to get in through the vents. Everyone close the vents as fast as you can. So Sho's like, we have to do it manually. So close the vent. And we get a series shots of them successfully closing all the vents except for the last one. And as they close the vent, Calvin barely squeaks in. So now Calvin is free of the lab and in the vents. And everyone's just like, oh, shit. So what are we doing now? So they're like, all right, first, let's get Rory's body wrapped up because this is disgusting and we got to do it. Secondly, let's make a call to Earth, a distress call to Earth, and let them know that shit's kind of hitting the fan right now, okay? And apparently, the call to Earth kind of loses reception all of a sudden. Like halfway through their call, they're like, what happened? We don't have any communications to Earth anymore. So then they find out you don't have any communications to Earth because something's wrong in the coolant system outside. So we got to get that going. So we'll worry about Calvin later. Rory's dead, so he can't walk anymore. So the next person in command is one of the command console people. She is like, I'll go out there. I'll go check for the coolant and see if I can get some repairs. I'll go walk. Again, that means just going outside. It's a big moment, but they said, we'll worry about Calvin later. He's in the vents. We'll figure it out. All right, so our chick is, her name is like Ekaterina. She's kind of, I think it's Russian. She is in the suit, one of Sho's other partners in the comms room. And she's trying to walk and trying to find what's wrong with their comms. So she notices that the coolant is completely empty. On the side of the spaceship, it's like completely empty. She unscrews this thing, and then she's like, "Is it possible that Calvin is in here, or like, why is it completely empty?" So Hugh, being the scientist that he is, he says, hey, "Calvin is an organism just like us. Okay, it needs water, food, and oxygen. It's possible that it could drink the coolant as water, and maybe the toxicity doesn't affect it, or whatever." And then as she's saying that, Calvin leaps out of the tank and now is latched on to our astronaut in space. So like theoretically, at this moment, if she unclipped and launched herself into deep space, she probably, her and Calvin could just disappear, theoretically. But of course, why would she do that? Calvin's not breaking anything in her body. It's just on her. Again, it's a survival. It's trying just to survive. The spacesuit, they're saying, is pretty thick and strong, so it might be able to hold off Calvin's strength at the moment. And as she's, hustling back to the inside of the place, a few drops of water are starting to appear in her spacesuit. And she starts to realize that Calvin was squeezing her legs so tight that it broke the coolant seal in her jacket. So coolant is starting to leak in her suit. and like there's bubbles. It literally looks like bubbles that you would blow like in her vision, and it's becoming hard for her to see. And her heart rate is starting to elevate, and she realizes that at this rate, the water is going to flood her tank. Now, note that Calvin is still on her, but not killing her, so she's like just not even thinking about Calvin right now. And so she's like, I'm not going to make it if I just walk normally, clipped in. I'm going to drown. So she unclips and jumps across the space station, haphazardly kind of doing all this stuff. And as she does that, the like whole tank of her head like is almost fully submerged in coolant, which A, is extremely toxic. So everyone's telling her, do not swallow. Do not swallow. This is extremely toxic. She finally makes it to the hatch where David is, the doctor, Jake Gyllenhaal, and she's like, we're going to blow this, we're going to blow Calvin right off of you, don't panic, we're going to get this. And as Jake Gyllenhaal and her, they're looking at each other eye to eye, like they see each other. And Jake Gyllenhaal's like, okay, turn the thing counterclockwise, turn it counterclockwise, I'm opening it, I'm opening the door. They're trying to get, like, Jake Gyllenhaal's trying to get her in. And Jake Gyllenhaal's like, stop fighting me, she's going the opposite direction I'm telling her to go. And then Miranda, the safety person's like, Jake, I mean, his name's David. They're like, David, she's purposely doing that. She does not want to get let in. And as that's happening, you're just staring at her face. She's just drowning in toxic coolant in her own suit. And yes, Calvin is still on her. And so we realize that she's sacrificing herself. She's sacrificing herself to, you know, kill Calvin, essentially. She's just going to not let him in. So everyone's super sad and mad or whatever, and she slowly drowns and then pushes herself away into deep space. But Calvin launches off her body and is now on the space station. But she closed all gaps. She closed all gaps. So she's dead. Calvin's alive, somehow surviving in outer space. Hugh believes that it can't last that long without oxygen, so it could be dying soon. So it's going to find any means to get into the spaceship. So everyone's super sad about her death, blah, 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 blah. And now they're thinking, all right, how can Calvin get back into the space station? She closed the hatch. There's only a couple ways that it can get in, and it's only through the fuel thrusters. And the fuel thrusters have temperature gauges on them. So they decide that they'll know where Calvin will be if it tries to get in through the thrusters, because the temperature will change. So everyone's trying to look out, see where Calvin is on the thing, and they notice that there's a quick temperature change in this thruster. So Sho clicks the button, and the thruster goes boom, 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 and then you see Calvin jump out of there because it probably burnt the hell out of him. So then you see the next thruster, temperature gauge go up, boom, thruster, boom, 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 thruster, thruster, thruster. Calvin doesn't get in. So it's like a battle between them and Calvin, just thrusting the space shuttle all over the place, trying not to let him in. And then, of course, you get low fuel, critical, critical, low fuel, critical. So they're low on fuel. And Miranda's saying, and Sho is saying, guys, all of this thrusting has put us back into Earth's orbit in the next 39 minutes or whatever. I don't know how many minutes. Or like in the next hour, we're going back into Earth's orbit. And Miranda's like, you cannot let us get back to Earth with this thing on board. Use the rest of the fuel that we have and push us back out of orbit. So Sho does what she says. And of course, that means that they have no fuel to push away Calvin. So Calvin is able to get right back in to the spaceship, but they're not orbiting Earth anymore. So at least they're there. So then they start hatching a plan. They say, okay, Calvin, you know, needs oxygen to survive, blah, blah, blah. So what we're going to do is we're going to bolt up all the vents and we're going to hide in one little spot and we're going to sit it out and wait it out and see if we can get him, you know, killed. And as we're doing this, we're watching Hugh, the doctor, the guy who believes he's the dad or whatever. The guy who also needs a wheelchair when it's on zero gravity. He's like kind of being weird. Like he's being weird for some reason. He's just kind of sitting there, not doing anything. His hand's broken for sure. So that makes sense, but it's weird. And as they're sitting down, like they're stuck on an island because they're trapped in this one little vessel where there's only oxygen there. They're just kind of waiting to see what happens, I guess, at this moment. And they're explaining stories, chatting about lines, just like talking about the dead friends that they have lost just now. And then Hughes starts reciting a poem. And then at the end of the poem, he like tweaks out and like passes out, totally passes out. And then all of a sudden his heart stops because they're all hooked up. So you can hear his heart beeping or whatever. And his heart stops. So they're freaking out like, okay, why is he dying? We got to get this thing right. So they have the EKG or what is that? The shock charge thing. I don't remember what it's called. They do the shock charge thing a few times, blah, blah, blah. And they get his heart back. And he comes back to life. And they're like, okay, that was close. That was close, Hugh. And then as they're like, Hugh's still passed out completely. But as they're trying to figure it out, they see something moving in his pant leg. And they unzip his pant leg. And guess who it is but Calvin. And Calvin is like morphed into like a true real animal now. It's like about the half the size of a human. It's got like a face and wings and tentacles, let's say. Almost transparent. And it's been sucking all the blood out of Hugh's legs. And remember, Hugh can't feel his legs. So this animal is a genius and knew where to go to hide and still eat. So they're sprinting, trying to hide from Calvin, and they shock charged Calvin with the, I think it's called an EKG. They shock charged him, and so it kind of dulled him for a second. So Jake Gyllenhaal and Miranda, David and Miranda, go hide in one spot and then show he wasn't able to make it. So he made a left turn and goes for his bedding cage where, you know, they sleep in like tanks essentially. So he quickly sprints into his tank where you sleep and he gets in successfully right before Calvin tries to get him. So Calvin is just staring at Sho through the glass of his sleeping cage, just trying to find a way in. Calvin can't find a way in. And Sho just became a father and he's got a picture of his baby next to him, whatever, whatever. And so Calvin decides to start squeezing the sides of the sleeping chamber, trying to break it. And it starts cracking the glass. And Sho is just like, oh, well, this is it. I'm going to die a gruesome, horrible death. He's going to break the glass, blah, 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 blah. But lucky for Sho, it doesn't seem to make. Calvin doesn't use up all of his energy to break the thing. So Sho is still in his sleeping cage with a little bit of cracked glass, but he's still there. They're trying to see if Hugh is still alive, and Hugh is still alive. Jake Gyllenhaal and Miranda go try to save him, but he lost so much blood from Calvin that Hugh ends up dying. All right, so team morale is down, down bad. We have three people remaining. We have Sho in his pod, his sleeping pod. We have David and Miranda at comms. And just they're kind of chatting, let's say, if you will. They're just chatting about sadness. They're actually not even really chatting. They're just kind of sitting in silence. And as they sit in silence, the monitor that they're at starts beeping. And they see Hugh's tracker bouncing all over the place. So lucky them. Woohoo. We find out that Calvin has swallowed or ingested or whatever he does with food and blood or whatever. Huge tracker. So now they can track Calvin. Woohoo. And then this is the first time the director gives us the point of view of Calvin. And we see through his eyes. I mean, it's really hard to see what he sees. It's like a super morphed, really confusing thing. But we notice that he's really good at tracking blood. Calvin is like really good at tracking blood. So we see through the monitor and through Calvin's eyes that he's going to back to Hugh. And he's just going to suck up all of Hugh's, like, blood and body, pretty much, by going through his mouth, on his legs. It's disgusting. Calvin has also now become the size of about a little bit smaller than an average human. Just a little bit, I would say. So they end up using Hugh as bait, turns out. David and Miranda, they were smart off screen. We didn't see it happen. But they used Hugh, put Hugh in a container, and then knew that Calvin was going to go after Hugh, and they used Hugh as bait. So Calvin was there eating his blood or whatever, and then they end up trapping Calvin in that container, locking the doors, and then cutting out all of the oxygen to that container. So it's like, holy shit, they might actually kill Calvin. It's like a huge win. Like, what a win. Calvin's going to die, lose oxygen. They trapped him in there, blah, blah, blah. So then all of a sudden you get this beeping on the ship. It's like beep, 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 beep. And there's a ship approaching. And they realize that the alert that they sent out a while ago, Earth did receive it, and it looks like they're coming for a rescue. But guess where they're docking? Guess where they're docking on the space station? And remember, they have no comms, so they're docking without any comms. And they're trying to, like, flashlight warn them not to dock at the spot where Calvin and Hugh's dead body are. But, of course, they don't notice that. But all of a sudden, they're not docking. They're thrusting the shuttle further out of orbit. So they're kind of confused. And Miranda looks at David, and David's like, what the hell's going on? And Miranda says, it's the last firewall. Firewall 1 was the box. Firewall 2 was the lab. Firewall 3 is the station. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, she's like, I put in an order, if anything went wrong, that the station under no circumstances can reach Earth. And so she's like, everyone signed it, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to expel us because they can't contain us. So this shuttle that came is essentially just shoving them out into deeper space. So there's immediate death for Miranda, Sho, and David. Now, David is not with, now Sho is not with David and Miranda. Sho was in his sleeping pod. And again, without any comms, he has no idea that it's not a rescue. He thinks it's a rescue. And so they realize that Sho, again, has a tracker. So they see that Sho leaves his space station, his pod, and starts heading for the rescue in his eyes, which again is where Calvin is and Hugh is, and those guys have docked. So Miranda and David are like screaming on the comms, like, Sho, do not go down there. Sho, don't go down there. Blah, blah, blah. So Sho goes and opens the shuttle door. And as he successfully opens the door to the other people, Calvin just zips right by Sho and just absolutely destroys the two astronauts that are in the shuttle that has arrived. So Sho is like freaking out, and there's so much commotion that there's a breach airlock. So there's like pure chaos, red lights screaming, flashing, and oxygen, like almost like a tornado-like thing, right, where everyone's getting pulled out into the space. But the breach isn't strong enough to suck anyone out yet. It's just a lot of air. So Calvin is also in a survival situation. He has successfully eaten the two astronauts that just showed up out of nowhere and attaches himself to Sho's leg. Sho is the closest to the deep abyss of space. Miranda is holding on to him, and David's holding on to her. And Calvin is on the foot of Sho. And Calvin is slowly climbing up Sho's body all the way up to Miranda's arm. And Sho and Miranda get the classic look at each other's eyes, and Sho lets go. And Calvin and Sho just get absolutely annihilated down into the shuttle that just had arrived. And it looks like they're going to go out into deep space yet again. And Sho just gets annihilated by Calvin, by the way, like super annihilated. But the breach is not strong enough to break off, so there's no real true deep space. So Calvin is able to come back and slowly work his way up. But there's so much oxygen that has been let out and all this thrusting and all this stuff that the shuttle that had breached all of a sudden crashes into the space station all over the place, wreaking havoc in outer space, breaking pretty much every goddamn thing that is imaginable. And so Jake Gyllenhaal, David, and Miranda, they are able to make it out and lock Calvin yet again in this situation. But Calvin is in the vents again, and he's just kind of out trying to survive. So David notices that their oxygen supply is never going to come, so they're going to slowly start losing oxygen. It's going to get extremely cold, and the worst-case situation, their shuttle is actually heading back for Earth. After all of this commotion and breakage and all that, their trajectory is back to Earth, and they're going to hit Earth within 39 minutes. They do not have a chance of survival for reentry, they're saying, but guess who probably does have a chance of survival for reentry? Calvin. So they're sitting there defeated as hell, just like freezing cold. given up, knowing that they're going to die, Calvin could survive, and maybe just wreak havoc on the planet Earth. And then as they're sitting there chatting, David reads this little Goodnight Moon book, you know, the classic Goodnight Moon, Goodnight, blah, 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 Goodbye Nobody, Goodbye Air, Goodbye Light. And then David's like, oh my God, Goodbye Air, Goodbye Air. So he's like, there's those oxygen air sticks that are in the lab. He comes up with this idea before that, like, gets too late. And he's like, again, they're freezing cold. Like, they're ice cold. They're freezing. Their breath is very present. And David's like, okay, I'm going to go grab the oxygen sticks or whatever out of the lab. And I'm going to lure Calvin into boat pod A, which is, you know, a pod, whatever. Most likely the pod is going to get destroyed or malfunctioned, but at least we can have a chance of launching him into outer space. So I, David, will go into pod A, and I will attempt to manually override the pod to launch it into deep space, even though it's supposed to land on Earth, right? They're programmed to land on Earth. So I'm going to lure him with the oxygen sticks with me into pod A, launch myself in outer space, and I want you to go into pod B and attempt to see if you can land on Earth with this pod B, trying to let everyone know, you know, that crazy things are might be happening, blah, 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 blah. So David's willing to do this sacrifice, blah, blah, blah. Miranda's like, no, let me do it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, no. And again, it's like a weird love relationship, but we never, like, see them actually kiss or whatever. It doesn't matter. So David successfully grabs the glow sticks, the oxygen sticks or whatever, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see Calvin just grab David's arm as he has the oxygen stick on. And it's just like, oh my God. But Calvin is like circling the glow oxygen stick because Calvin obviously needs oxygen as well. And he's freezing cold like a normal human. So David's like, okay, this plan could work. Calvin's not grabbing me. He's grabbing the glow sticks. So David leaves a row of glow sticks all the way into his boat A. And it all works. Calvin grabbed, like, is in the tiny one-person man boat thing, super tiny, and is trapped successfully into boat A. And now he's just kind of partnered up with David in this boat. Now, meanwhile, Miranda runs to regular comms, gives override power to David, and then runs to boat B in attempt to survive to land into Earth. So they both are able to depart off of their shuttles at the same time, and they leave the regular space station. Now, this is where things get hairy. So it's the director does this on purpose, and I think it's awesome and genius. It's hard to tell who's in what station. They both left at the same time, and they're both in the same general location where you could see each other almost pretty much. And as they're both departing, one of their stations hits debris and gets like launched off into bad trajectory into deep space. Okay. And it looks like it's probably David and Calvin. It looks like they're getting launched into deep space and they're just spiraling out of control because, you know, that's what they kind of saw coming anyways, but they were lucky enough for it to go into deep space. Calvin is not killing David because he sees the opportunity to maintain life somehow. And Calvin is controlling the joystick of David's pod. I mean, he's such a genius, this monster is, whatever. He's trying to, like, get him back to Earth. So David's trying to fight Calvin, trying not to get back to Earth. And then, meanwhile, we cut to Miranda on comm saying, this is Miranda, doctor, blah, 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 blah. Five of my, you know, crewmates have died to this Mars alien. Calvin, under all circumstances, do not let him get onto Earth or kill him on sight. If he does land on Earth, kill it as fast as you can, blah, 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 just in case I die on impact, blah, blah, blah. So we watch Calvin strap down David to the point where he can't do anything. David's screaming in pain because Calvin's like crushing the shit out of him, but doesn't kill him. And then all of a sudden, Calvin does this weird thing we've never seen before where he just, like, let's just say, hawks very sticky loogie all over the pod that they're in, like super gross, sticky loogies all over. In attempt, probably he's bracing himself for some kind of fall. Calvin is a genius. So then we cut to Miranda's pod looking like it's going orbiting Earth, coming in. So then we see it pop its chutes successfully and landing in some foreign land. And some fishermen across the sea there see it land and they start boating. Clearly they don't speak any English. And they boat on over to the shuttle that lands on the water on Earth, and they peek inside the shuttle, and it's full of goop and gross loogie stuff. And then they see David's head, and David's still alive, and David is like, "No, no, don't open it. No, 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 no." But again, they don't speak any English, and he's like strapped down by Calvin, all gross and disgusting like. And as they're trying to open the door, they can't successfully open the door, but all of a sudden the door opens and you just hear David screaming, "No, no, no." And then we cut to Miranda screaming, "No, no, no," as it was her shuttle that got pushed out into outer space, not Calvin and David. End credit. Boy, what an unbelievable thriller that was, man. On the edge of your seat pretty much the whole frickin' movie, man. Very little amount of time to just sit and relax. And I will say, if you are not into gruesome, really bloody, gross deaths, do not watch this. Just listen to the podcast. Because, oh my God, I can handle most of the stuff like that. But I'm talking blood splat everywhere, disgusting deaths, gruesome bone crunching. Just getting me nauseous just thinking about it. Very intense movie. And what I liked about the movie, it wasn't like this alien's just doing this to kill these people. Its sole purpose was just to survive, just like they were trying to survive. It was just stronger and smarter than humans. And they had a suspicion, Hugh did, that I didn't mention, that he believed that these guys could have been conquering Mars for millennium. And it could have been the reason why there was nothing left on Mars. So his theory was that if it landed on Earth, it would just turn into a desolate death storm because these guys are just going to destroy. Yeah, I mean, were there some cheesy lines here and there? Sure. Were there a few unbelievable things? Sure. I don't know enough about space to really have any kind of authority to say that was real. But all movies in space, I feel like, except for Interstellar, because God bless that, don't have the most pure, realistic feelings to them. But honestly, it looked really realistic. It looked great. I think Calvin was a really cool-looking alien. It looked really gross and cool. And the growth over day-to-day on how it just got bigger and faster, and you just, even watching it grow from invisible to the naked eye to just like a loogie in like a couple days, you felt a little nervous that the growth rate was just a little intense. But anyways, y'all, thanks for listening. Sorry that I haven't been able to release in a while. There's been some unforeseen things that have held me up. But I'm back, and I'm going to keep doing as much as I can. I appreciate the donations coming in to you guys, from you guys. So I'll keep trying to give you what you need and get you some good movies. Keep sending me recommendations, folks. And hope you have a wonderful week ahead of you. All right? Meditate, breathe, do what you need to do to stay healthy. Peace and love, baby. Peace and love. Deuces.
He summarizes his movies so that way you don't have to go pay for them or go to the movies, and you can just listen to them in your car with your downtime.